So last but not least is that this department has never given an award to the giant that was mentioned, the giant of thinking and intellect that Andrés Gemayel was. And he's still on the faculty till December. And I felt it was really important to give him an award for his achievements. And the best person to say, to talk about his achievement is Mario Zegedi, who I'll ask to say a few things.
First of all, since Andre is not here, I would like to say in his name that he is probably very honored by the award that he receives from the department. It's a lifetime achievement award. And so now I am going to take the thing because Dimitri thinks that every two Hungarians are isomorphic. So that's okay. But I would like to say that actually the chess world champion Emanuel Lasker said about Capablanca that he has seen many chess players, but there is only one chess genius, Capablanca. And so I want to tell the same thing about Andre, that he was, and those who have seen him thinking, like János Komlós, he is not here, or Bill Steiger, like they can give the same testimony that Andre was just a phenomenon when he was thinking about mathematical problems. So not only that, so when you think about like graphs, you just see points and like degrees, but like Andre approached these problems just from a completely different angle. And so an example to that is the famous Semeré dilemma, about which like they held like 10 conferences every year, which basically says that every graph has a structure. Now, until Semeré came, no one realized that every graph has a certain structure. It's like before Fourier, no one realized that every periodic function has a Fourier decomposition. And actually, the Semeré decomposition of graphs is kind of akin to that. So, and not only that, but what he thought with that, like it was a long-standing open problem by Erdős that like every positively dense sequence of integers have arbitrary long arithmetic sequences. So he connected these two things, like you don't see any graphs in there, but he found the graphs and he found the Semeré dilemma. And actually, there are two Fields medals that resulted from further development on the Semeré theorem, that of Timothy Gowers and of Terry Taub. So Terry Taub proved that in the sequence of primes, there are always long arithmetic sequences. So, I actually looked up Andre's prizes in the Hungarian Wikipedia and in the English Wikipedia, and I found 10 different prizes in both, but they were not the same 10 prizes. So there was an intersection, and so actually let me just read like Grünwald Prize, Rényi Prize, Koya Prize, Prize of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, the State of New Jersey Professorship, the Levoy Steele Prize, the Fourth Shock Prize, and of course the very prestigious Abel Prize, which some say it's like the Fields Medal for mathematics, I mean the Nobel Prize for mathematicians. It's kind of like Fields Medal or Abel Prize, they are very, very prestigious prizes. But in spite of all these prizes, like Andre stayed very modest, So he liked to talk about his passion about soccer. And actually, so obviously after he picked up the Abel Prize, which was like a big thing, like the Hungarian media, of course, reported on that. And so they asked Endre, we know you are a soccer fan. And actually, not only that Endre was a soccer fan, he was a soccer player, and a very good one, as a matter of fact. That the famous Hungarian National 11 member Bosic actually commented on how well he played. But then they asked, Mr. Semeridi, we know you are a soccer fan. So what is going to be the Barcelona FC Milan outcome? And then Andrew said that, it's going to be 3-1. So sure enough, it was 3-1, and the rest is history. Yes. Thank you. And